Well, here he is, as promised. Andrew has joined me this morning. And I can't tell you the last time we were on screen together at the same time.
It's been a while.
And that is because we have got some important news for you this morning. So are you ready?
We've got two pieces of news.
You go for it. You start off.
So we just want to tell you first of all about just an update on our financial situation and the process that we've gone through to make that right. Now, about 7 weeks ago, I spoke to you about the financial position of the church and that we would be making some significant adjustments to ensure that we would continue to operate financially in the black. Now, since then, our trustees have taken all the pastoral staff, so that's Lorraine and I and Kenny, they've taken us through a consultation process really in the main to support us and to help us navigate through what's been a difficult few months. Also, that process was in place so that the trustees could formulate a plan and make decisions about how we were going to realign our finances to ensure that we remained financially liquid. Now, this process is now concluded. And we've reached a position that that balances the finances of the church in a way that it will allow us to prioritise the mission of the gospel, which is what we're about, and to be able to do that in our church, but also in our town and in our region. Now, these adjustments to our finances, of course, they've been achieved entirely through reducing what we spend on salaries. Now, just to be clear, our admin staff haven't been affected by these changes. So all of the savings that have been made to realign our finances have been made from the pastoral staff team. So again, that's Lorraine, myself and Kenny. Now, just before I explain how these changes will look, I'd like to just acknowledge and honour the amazing work that our trustees have done over this time. You know, our trustees are not an invisible group of pen pushers or people who are just punching numbers into a calculator and tell us what we can and cannot do. I mean, it couldn't be further from the truth. These guys are our friends, they're in our church family, and this has been the most trying of circumstances for all of them. You know, making decisions based on the numbers is one thing, but making decisions that personally affect people you love and who you care about is a difficult situation to find yourself in. But our trustees have excelled in both fronts. They've excelled on the business side of things, but they've also excelled in their duty of care towards Lorraine and I and Kenny. Our finances were not in the red, but there was a very likely risk that they would be if we continued as we were. So the outcome of this process means that our financial situation is healthy, and for that we are thankful to our trustees for a job well done. But of course, there has been a personal cost for Kenny and for Lorraine and myself. But we really feel supported and we feel cared for because of how our trustees have so thoughtfully and sensitively dealt with us throughout this process. So, just to cover that again, we have a financial plan that's healthy, but it's also a financial plan that we believe is exciting. We feel rejuvenated through this because we can see now that we will have more money to invest in ministry and mission, however God leads us. That being said, though, we do also have the reality of a significant restructuring of our pastoral team, Lorraine, Kenny and I. So this is how this is going to look. So the trustees came to us with a proposal that we would continue with 4 paid working days for senior pastors. So at the moment, or at the before this, Lorraine and I had a combined total of 9 days. I worked five, Lorraine worked four, so that would be reducing from 9 to 4. And the associate pastor role would reduce from 5 days to 2 days. We've actually landed in a place that's a slightly different structure from the proposal. So what we want to do is we'll just explain where Lorraine and I are at first, and then we'll move on to Kenny's role. For me, when this reality, this kind of kicked in properly about 3 months ago, we both started looking for work, alternative employment that would allow us to earn a salary away from the church. So I took up a part-time driving job about 2 months ago, and that quickly allowed me to reduce my working week from 5 days to 4 days. We were really keen to feel that we were going to be contributing to the savings ourselves as quickly as possible. So my working week has already reduced from 5 days to four, and Kenny's has reduced from 5 days to 3.5, because he's taken a part-time job with WTC, who are the educational establishment that he's doing his theology course through. So between Kenny and I, we'd already reduced some of the cost to the church by taking on part-time work. And then Lorraine has been busy looking for work as well, and you've actually got news about job offers this week. So what do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, it's like buses, they all come at once. So I've got actually two job offers in the pipeline. I've been offered two jobs. I'm just waiting on the details coming through from HR on how many hours and salary and things like that. So if whatever one gets in there first, is the first one that comes is the one that's going to get me. I'm in great demand. Yeah. So that's really exciting. I just feel it's the right thing. The thought of working somewhere else and alongside working for the church just feels like a good fit for this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to going out and being among the workplace and then telling them about Jesus. How cool is that? Totally, I'm loving it. Can't wait.
Totally. You know, it's been an interesting time for us as we've kind of prayed about this situation and what God wants us to do, and we both came to a place where we really believe that God wants us to work part-time with the church but also part-time in another workplace. And again, we probably wouldn't have chosen that, but it feels right. Mm-hmm. And it is right. And I've got to say, for me personally, I am loving being back in the workplace. I'm loving the conversations I'm having with people about my faith, about the strange questions I get asked when I tell them that I lead a church and I drive a van. So I'm just loving it that we're just out there and we're just excited about what God is going to do in us and through us over the coming weeks and months. It'll be great. So where are we at? So that means that when Lorraine's job comes through, all being well, that we will then reduce our combined total working days for the church from 9 days to 5 days, and then we will both work part-time elsewhere. Now, the reason that we're able to retain 5 days of senior pastor's salary, if you like, and not four, as was in the proposal, is because as of the 30th of September, Kenny's employment with Falkirk Vineyard will end. Now, we anticipate that will be surprising news, maybe shocking news to many of you, particularly as the trustees' proposal that they came to us with was working towards retaining 2 days a week for Kenny in his associate pastor role. Now, this isn't as clean cut or straightforward as it might sound. So rather than us attempt to explain how we got to this outcome, we're going to head over to Kenny and Sandra's house right now and hear from them. So we're leaving our house, we're going to their house, and we'll see you there.
See you on the other side.
Okay, guys, so as if by magic, we have now appeared in Kenny and Sandra's front room.
So guys, I've just announced the fact that Kerry, you're going to be stepping down from your role as associate pastor and being employed by the church from the 30th of September. So we thought it'd be good if Sandra and Kerry, you could just explain to the church how you've arrived at this decision and how it's going to work out practically and what you guys are going to be up to over the next wee while.
Yeah, I've been on, as kind of the other day, I think I've been on staff almost, it was like 3.5, 4 years since I came on staff. It's hard to time it all with COVID because you keep thinking last year is still 2019, but it's not. It's been a great joy to be a part of the staff and to serve at Falkirk Vineyard. But when this situation arose, Sandra and I just began to pray and think, what is God doing something in this? Is this just a situation where we don't have the money and things are going to happen, or is God actually at work in this? And the more that we prayed about it, and the more that we had trusted people that we know who also spoke into our lives, we realized that we thought God was up to something with us as well. And so after a lot of prayer and consideration, we actually decided that maybe the best thing would be for me to step down from my role. So I actually took that to the trustees. So I went and said, I will resign from my role. And that would help with the overall situation, but also feel like this is what God is asking us to do. They weren't particularly conducive to that. They wanted to, I think they wanted to kind of make sure everybody was okay. But we kind of pushed on that, and they very graciously, you know, accepted that. And so, I've resigned my position as associate pastor, and that will end at the end of September. Trustees have been very kind. They've told me that I can have a sabbatical in September, so I'm going to extend that through to October. So we will be out for about 6 weeks. I have been doing pastoral work for about 20 years and never had an extended break. So that's part of this whole thing as well. We need time to rest because it's been intense for a long time, but the past year, 18 months has particularly been tiring. So that's what we're doing. There are some things that we don't have a big mega plan, and there are some things that God's already been doing. Mm-hmm. So Sandra, why don't you talk about what you're up to at the moment?
Well, just as part of this process, I'm working part-time at a local business in Falkirk, so that's really exciting. I've just had so many opportunities to meet people, and that's been such a great joy. And also, something that was supposed to happen last year but got shut down due to COVID was my spiritual direction course. But fortunately, it's all back on track, and I'm due to start in September.
So what's that for? You are?
Spiritual direction? I'm going to be a spiritual director. And really, you're just going to help people. Like, a spiritual director helps people see where God is at work in people's lives, and you just are drawing people closer to Jesus, which sounds amazing. And I'm so excited about that. There's good things that are happening in this season. And so, and you've had quite a few good things happen.
Yeah. So I, as many of you know, I started a theology course last year with a theological college called WTC. And this summer they opened up a new learning hub in Scotland. So I am working part-time for them as a hub director. So that's very exciting on the south side of Glasgow. So I'm also at the same time continuing in the course that I was doing with them. So I'm also doing some theological study at the same time. So that's good as well. And beyond that, I don't really know what I'm going to be doing. I'll maybe do some other part-time work, find something else that will fill in. But yeah, so we're excited. We feel like God is in it, and we're excited about what's going to happen. Like I said, we will be not around for about the next 6 weeks just to take some time to rest. But we will be after that.
Yeah, we will be. We're still a part of Falkirk Vineyard. We will still be a part of the leadership team. We love our church. We love our pastors. We are so, so blessed to be a part. I mean, we moved all the way from Houston to be here. And so that's still, for us, one of the best decisions that we've ever made. And we love our church. We love what God is doing in Falkirk Vineyard, and we want to be a part of that. So we just need that time. We need that time for ourselves, and it's going to be to the benefit of us and also to the benefit of our church. Mm-hmm. And so when we get back, we're going to still be a part of things, but just probably from a different kind of a different way. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Your status has changed, but we're still here. We're still going to be a part of what God is doing in Falkirk Vineyard.
Yeah, I think it's important to know we didn't move to Falkirk Vineyard for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And so our reason for being here is really not that I was employed. And so that part has changed, but our commitment to the church, mm-hmm. and our desire,
yeah.
to see things growing has not. So yeah, so exciting times, a little bit scary times, but we really trust God, and we know God is at work in it, and we thank you guys for being gracious and understanding in this time that as we're just taking some time to rest here and seeing what God's going to do.
No, that's great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you just explaining from your end of things what's going on here. And we want to say thank you for the incredible amount of work you've put in over the past 18 months. Kenny, you've edited every video for 18 months. And then this past, I don't know how many months now, you guys have been, you know, pushing out the kids' videos and pulling that together as well. So you've earned your rest. I'll give you that. You've earned your rest. But just for us as a church, you know, we just want to, just to be clear that Kenny and Sandra are away. And we want them to have a break. We want them to rest. We value them. And we want to make sure that they have this next 6 weeks or so space from us and from you, so that God can speak into their lives and they come back refreshed and rested and good to go for the next season. So, and I'm sure that over the next couple of days, before they kind of officially kind of take off, if you want to sort of just contact them, some encouragement or a support in any way, then I'm sure they'd appreciate that as well. Okay, thank you guys. We're just going to head back home now and finish things off. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, see you over there.
Okay, so thanks, Kenny and Sandra, for that. You know, we are in a season of extreme change. There's no doubt about that. In fact, we've been in a season of extreme change for a considerable length of time now, haven't we? And I think if we had been left to our own devices, we wouldn't have chosen the circumstances that we found ourselves in, nor would we have chosen this outcome for our pastoral team. Yet through all of these tough few months, and it has been really tough, through all of this, as we have asked and pleaded with God for answers and direction, we believe and we are convinced that where we have landed is God's design for Falkirk Vineyard in this season. There are adjustments for us to make and for Kenny and Sandra, but for all you guys, that this is an adjustment for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to work out how this restructure will affect us all. But we know that God is in the centre of the decisions that we have made, and we believe that he will bless us as we press in to the mission that we are called into. One of the things that this process has brought to the fore for us is that God has reminded us of what it is that he's called us into. And that is the most important thing, the mission to bring people into the kingdom of God, to share the love of Jesus. And we feel that our focus is becoming razor sharp in that now, and we look forward to what God is going to do. So Kerry and Sandra, I'm going to take a well-deserved break, and we would ask that all of us give Kerry and Sandra space to rest and recover over the next 6 weeks. However, if you would like to encourage or support Kerry and Sandra in any way, you might want to send them a message, whatever, that, or talk to them. Please do that over the next 24 hours, and then they can go and have a restful time over the next 6 weeks. So, Lorraine, is that all our news for today?
No, we have got something else to share with you. So deep breath, everyone. Have I got your attention? Hello. Have I got your attention? You do not want to miss this. So today is our final church online. Yes! It's the last one, people! So good. Because next Sunday, the 5th of September, our church will gather in person on a Sunday morning for the first time in 75 weeks.
Crazy.
75 weeks. Wow, that's a long time. So we're back on Sunday mornings. Cannot wait.
Yeah, so we're going to be meeting every Sunday morning from now on at 10:30 a.m. And we will be returning to the Green Park Centre in Pullman. Now, you might be asking why the Green Park, why we're going back there. Well, we actually looked at loads of different venues or different options of venues across Falkirk. And not just community centres, we tried all the schools, we tried some industrial units, we even approached the cinema. But quite simply, as we tried all of these venues, the only one that could accommodate us and accommodate our needs on a Sunday morning, at this moment in time anyway, was the Green Park Centre. So we feel that that's the door that has been opened for us, so we're heading back to Green Park next week.
So good. Can't wait. So today, this is the final church online. No Zoom calls today. And also, tonight is our final in-person service at Tamford Hill. So can't wait to see you. Get signed up if you haven't signed up already for our last in-person service at Tamford Hill. Mm-hmm. It's been a great time there, though.
Yeah, and just to say that we've loved being at Tamford Hill. The guys that are running that centre are amazing. I think the work they're doing in their community is inspirational. And they have been so easy and accommodating for us. So easy to work with and so accommodating as we've been there. And we're going to miss them, when we leave there. But we do really believe that it's important that we get back to meet together on Sunday morning. So we thank Tamford Hill for everything that they did for us over the past few months. So as we move towards Sunday mornings, I think it's important that we acknowledge that we can't just pick things up from where we left off in March of last year. This is a great opportunity for us as we come back together to meet in person on Sunday mornings. This is an opportunity to maybe reset or restart. Or even we've been talking about, is this a time where we kind of have a mindset of like replanting the church again? Now, one of the difficulties that we've got as we move into this season is that we're, none of us, I believe, I don't think any of us are coming into this fresh. I think after all we've been through, we're all very tired, and we've all been through a very traumatic season that has taken its toll. And I think in most cases it still is taking its toll. So we want to be very conscious of that and very sensitive about that as well. We have taken measures, every measure possible to make sure we meet all the government criteria for church gatherings under COVID guidance. One thing about that is that you will not need to pre-register to come on Sunday. So we will have a registration process for track and trace available on the morning. So no need to pre-register, just turn up. We've got QR codes and everything. I mean, it's super professional.
So
we'll just do the track and trace registration on the day. So no need to sign up.
But you still need masks, right?
Yes, we'll still need masks.
for the moment.
Okay, but like I say, it's been a tough time for everyone. I think if it's you're anything like us, you're still quite tired after this season or being in this season. So we are resolved. We have decided that we are going to move forward at a pace that is doable and that will not burn people out.
Yeah, because we want to do things well and we want to look after people. And that means that everything will not immediately start up again. Because our priority when we meet next week is to gather together again, to worship God together, to hear from God together, to be together, to encourage and build each other up, and to pray and speak life over each other. That is our top priority.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we learn about the early church in Acts 2. You know, let me just read these verses again that you've heard me read many times over the past few weeks. But it says this in Acts 2:42. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. So we're going to be all together to hear from God's word on Sunday and to fellowship. We are going to fellowship together. We are going to be in each other's company. We are going to enjoy each other. We are going to be with each other. They also devoted themselves to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper. So we will be having communion next week when we gather again. And to prayer. They were a praying people, and we will be praying next week. We'll be praying to God. We'll be praying for each other. And then it says, a deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. That's our expectation when we gather, that God will turn up, that God will be present, that God will act and do things that will be awesome, literally awesome, when we come together. And it goes on to say, all the believers met together in one place and shared everything that they had. Guys, being together in one place, do not underestimate how powerful and how life-giving and how much needed this is. They met together in one place. It says they sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. Generosity, sharing, given out of excess as well as sacrifice. And then it says they worshipped together. Guys, we are going to worship together on Sunday. And it says that they met in homes for the Lord's Supper. We also have the opportunity not just to meet together on Sundays, but our homes are open again. You can have people in your homes, you can have people in your garden, we can meet for coffee. And we just want to encourage you to keep doing that and maybe do it more. And to meet up and just really build that sense of community. There's people who have done a lot of isolation through this time, and we've also got people who are new to our church, and we want to make sure that they're included and that they quickly feel a full part of our family at Falkirk Vineyard. And it says that all the while they were praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And the result of all this is that God added to their fellowship daily those who were being saved. And guys, that's our mission. We want to be a healthy church. We want to be a church who are growing closer to God and growing closer together. But the result of that has to be that we see salvation and we see new lives come in to the family of God and become part of our church family.
So next week, as we gather at Green Park for the first time, we will be all together, including the kids, in one space. So there'll be no kids' church in week one, but don't worry. We will talk to you about our plans for our kids' church next week. Building a kids' team and providing first-class ministry for our kids is a top priority. We're all over it, and we want you to join us and be all over it as well.
Yeah. So this has been a lot to take in today, hasn't it? And as you digest all this news today, and particularly about the as meeting in person next Sunday morning, I'm sure you'll have a load of questions and may even have a load of concerns. And that's okay. We're happy to field the questions. But what I would love to encourage you to do this week is not to worry or to over-concern yourself with us coming back together. Guys, I would encourage you to enjoy the anticipation this week of us coming back together, and enjoy the anticipation of what God is going to do next week at Green Park. Think, picture us worshipping together, picture our kids seeing each other, seeing their friends for the first time. Picture how big some of these kids are going to be. We haven't seen properly for a year. But really, let's anticipate like how amazing it's going to be together and what God is going to do. And when we're there next week, let's enjoy it. Let's just revel in the fact that we're back together as God's church and with God and His Spirit in the room with us. As we come together next week, let's worship. Let's share communion. Let's pray together. Let's encourage one another and be glad for what we have come through and how God has sustained us.
Listen, you're going to meet people you have never met before. God has added to our church while we've been online, and we can't wait to welcome all our new family next week, right? Guys, we love you. Church, we love you. And we can't wait to be with you all at the same time, face to face. So please, will you be praying for us? Pray for our church. Pray for our town and our region. Pray for the gospel. And pray that we will see a wave of salvation bringing new lives into God's kingdom and into His church.